Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. Chad Hartman, Dan Cook, and a man who still has the scent of Harry Styles all over him. He is glistening from Harry Styles at the X last night. Adam Robert Carter. We will get to the Harry Styles concert at different points on this show. I asked you to FaceTime some of the show last night. I was laying there. Laying on the couch, relaxing.
Okay. Don't go any further than that.
I sent you that text.
Gross.
You could have done that. I was clothed, unlike you. I don't even know how many clothes you still had on at the Styles show.
I had a pair of those high pant, wide leg pants that Harry was rocking. Boy, I tell you, if your grandpa had some of those pants, get them out of storage because Harry rocks them. They're coming back in style.
I've seen that. Where they're
high waist pants.
They're rib cage, baby. Right?
Oh,
they
yeah.
are rib cage, and he pulls it off.
Yes.
Of the three of us, who could pull those off best?
You.
High pants to the rib cage. You three have, of us. You. Cook, who do you think could pull it off best?
I agree with Adam. It has to be you. I would be last of the three of us. But it would be you.
Chad has the most slender waist.
Yes.
So he would be able to pull it off. Me, I just look like one of those guys back in the 40s who would put they'd put their pants up above their belly to make it try to seem like they're skinnier than they really are, and they're just kind of putting their pants up over their belly.
Is that it? Like, I'm 56. You're 46, Dan. You're 47. Do I have all that right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm the most immature, maybe. I don't know. Carter, you and I are both... I don't think we should be proud of this. We're both immature. Dan is the most mature one on this show.
Okay. It depends on
the
But
I'm the oldest. Is there some point where somebody's going to bring me to the club, maybe when, I don't know, I'm 66 or 68, and say, you know those pants you've been wearing well below the belly button? Those days are over. You've now reached an age. Hike them up. And do they, outside of Harry, do they ever look good on anybody else? Because I'm a no.
Even on Harry, I just don't like that look. It's just seems strange to me.
It's very contextual, right? I mean, it depends on where you're going.
It's working for Harry.
It is working for
anything
Harry.
Anything will work for Harry.
Exactly.
But Harry's not wearing that to go shop at Walmart either. You know, right. I mean, it's...
I don't know. When you see him out with Olivia... He's dressing unique all the time. He owns it. Now, as audacious as he was last night at the X, probably not, Dan, but he has no problem bringing it. He's not wearing the Badger hoodie that you might be wearing today.
I am wearing a hoodie. It's not a Badger hoodie, though.
Yeah.
He would wear a Packer hoodie, though. He's a Packer fan.
Harry is?
Oh, yeah.
And
it's the only professional team he mentioned last night, and then I did a little research. He is a big-time Green Bay Packer fan. Yep.
Did not realize that. Big time. Okay, we'll get to that. We're going to get to that at 105. Okay, 105, because I want a full recap. And then 0 to 10, did you give any consideration to FaceTiming me? You know, I mean, watermelon sugar, sign of the times.
No, but even if I would have... problems with the old Wi-Fi and service inside the X last night.
That's still a problem.
Yep.
At major venues. nothing ever changes. Nothing ever changes. My club, 16 years of my life. As I've said so many times, and I'll say this, this is my second favorite job ever. Just this dynamic between all of us. My favorite job was calling the Wolves. And I work with a variety of friends. So many of them are still great, great friends of mine. I saw humiliation. I saw embarrassment. I saw a lot of regular season success. I saw 1 year. I made a ton of friends, had people scream at me over and over and over again. Didn't talk to the greatest player ever the final 2 years because he was so thin-skinned. It was a lot. I would have kept going. Maybe it was dumped years later, but, you know, my son's health caused change. And nothing's changed since then. Can something, Dan and Adam, you first, can something be remarkable and also not surprising? Like I say, wow, that's remarkable. And then Dan goes, but not surprising.
Yes. What you're describing is a perfect example of it.
Yeah, something can be remarkable in the fact that it's not surprising. This sort of thing should be surprising when it comes to a professional sports franchise, but it's not because it's the Timberwolves. That's remarkable.
Yep. I may give you a list because I was chatting with a very good friend of mine and we were going over things. Things that we could actually discuss publicly that are just clownish about my club. Gerson Rosas, 215 yesterday, they put out a release. We fired him. That's basically what the release said. And, of course, they misspelled it. The person in charge of that department was also out. So I think the media relations department was a little phased, okay, since the boss was also out. I know there has been a debate, and I talked about this a little bit with Corey, including some friends of mine who I really like on when I said and some others said, not a complete surprise, and some have said, well, wait a second. If it's not a complete surprise, why aren't you talking about it? My big pet peeve has been, and man, oh, man, some people at this radio station were leaders of it, when they would defend some individuals, and then once they were fired, they would tell the truth about it. That's fraudulence. On this one, number one, I'm not in the business. Okay, me, my own decision. As someone who knew this relationship was going on because of contacts over there, I don't know what's going on in their personal life. And I'm not going to pursue that. If CJ was still around and she wanted to pursue it, that's her call. If others wanted to pursue it, that's their call. That's not something I'm going to pursue, but I still know a ton of people over there and found out about it and just kind of shook my head. But I also said, I don't know, maybe the marriages are over. On the dissension and what was going on, because it's been going on for months, and I can assure you, the guy who owns this beat in this town, John Krasinski, was trying over and over and over again to get people on the record. I'm also in that category, not as feverishly as John, because John has a very different responsibility than I do. But when you're talking about Gerson denying Gupta a Houston job, which I still don't know how it holds up with NBA guidelines, and him running through people, and people wanting to get out. If I could get one of those people on the record, I would have. If you listen to this show, a few times I have absolutely alluded to it. But if I really, really wanted to draw attention to it, that's on me. And I did not do it. Because I needed to get somebody there to say on record. So what we put out on Twitter and what we put in whatever format that we take serious, and we'd give you a lot of nonsense here, but there are times when I absolutely take news that I have serious. It's not often. I need to have it where people on the record will go. So I vociferously and respectfully disagree with friends of mine who are saying, why not now? There's a reason Well, no, no. If you just want people to put things out there as idle speculation on Twitter, that's on you. I'm not that person. On the gravity of this one, the relationship was the final straw. Do I think they just found out about this relationship recently? No, I don't. I think the fact that there was a public side to it was the final straw. And again, I don't want to spend a ton of time on that because I don't know the dynamics on their relationships. And I said this to Corey, and I'll say it again. The line of inappropriate relationships should be taken on a case-by-case basis. We are way better at looking at those now in 2021 than we were 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But I do not believe, and I will stand by this, and maybe I'm wrong, if Gerson Rosas did not have all these other issues and was viewed successfully, I don't think he's fired. This isn't an intern. This isn't a kid. This is an adult he was having this relationship with. That's not fair. You can absolutely make that argument. But let's just be really honest, and it's not fair. The entry-level person versus the mid-level person versus the high-end person, especially if they're successful, and the latitude they get in companies compared to others, it's not the same. We can sit there and say everybody's treated the same. That's a lie. Maybe it should be, but it's a lie. And in the end, enough people with a heavy push from the new ownership to Glenn said, come on, enough is enough. And there's incredible irony that Tibbs was out for many reasons, including a ton of behind-the-scenes dysfunction. And here was Gerson. And at that opening press conference, what was that press conference about? Collaboration and family and together. I mean, when they came over and did our show, the wife and the kids were there. They were touting them all over the place. And now to have this a part of it and the pictures going all over the place, that's hard to see. Decisions were made. It's hard for these other people involved. But without these other things, I don't think it happens. So why does this keep happening with this team? Why do they keep making a fool of themselves? Let's give you some of the reminders of things that have happened. And then have the conversation, how much of this is on Glenn Taylor. You want to chime in at any point? You can. 651-461-9226. Other head-shaking events in Wolves history, and I could do 3 hours on this. The sale, David Stern stepping in, and Adam, my favorite part of that whole thing is, I don't remember if we ever went public with the name, so hold on. There was a staff member who, when the team, the higher-ups, would meet with the New Orleans folks, Adam, this employee would hide in the conference room closet in the dark, try to take notes with the flashlight, come find us and tell us what was going on.
Outstanding.
It was so good. So good. So then they announced the sale.
Roger Strom, right? Was it Stromy?
It was Stromy. The next day, I had Marv Wolfenson on. The most contentious interview of my life. I'm calling the games. I liked Marv, but Marv, and I know Marv was devastated by it, but he was hard-headed. And Marv was just lying to me. Marv was just lying, and I was going at him, and it was so uncomfortable off air. But then the league comes in and steps up and stops it. I mean, another side moment of that. Among the lawyers representing the league to stop the Wolves was my closest friend then, closest friend now, and I'm sitting there in court with my father, and I go, this is when my father can hear. I go, that's Jason. Don't say anything. My father in court, Jason! Jason! Right there to my closest friend in the court, and he's just shrinking in the chair. David Kahn, how'd that work out? Did that work out well? Show of hands. How about the Joe Smith scenario? How'd that work out? How about the guy Joey Two Steps, who was going to perform and then put a curse on the team, and some people debate that. My final game ever was Mad Dog shooting three after three after three to tank the game. Jack McCloskey threatening to fight my father after my father was going, Calbert Chaney would have been here after that press conference. And my Jack McCloskey during the press conference threatening to kick my father's ass and then coming up in the efforts and saying, hey, trust me, we're good, but I'm going to kick your father's ass. It was so good. J.R. Ryder's mom coming on the court to calm him down. Missing out on picks year after year. I mean, behind the scenes nonsense. Dave Wohl, if you remember that name, screaming at the media side because the tacos were gone by the time the coaches got on the plane and getting mad at the broadcasters. Where are the tacos? Jim Pete, where are the tacos? Just so many good ones. Okay, how much of this is on Glenn Taylor? Adam, from an observer from afar.
Yep.
When you think of this and responsibility on Glenn, and then Dan, you chime in afterwards. How much is on Glenn? He owns this team. He stepped in, and he's owned it and helped stop it from leaving, but now he's owned it for a long, long time, until 2 years.
He's owned it for a long time, and he's also never been an absentee owner, right? It's not like he has owned the team and showed up at games, and that's it. He has had a hand in a lot of stuff, and he might be the greatest guy. I don't know Glenn personally. I hear so many good things about him, and you know what? Maybe a lot of the decisions aren't laid blame to him, but he is the constant. He is the constant in all of this, and again, sometimes you just got to say, even if it's bad luck, it's just not working out.
How do you spell that?
Boof. I don't know.
Oh, there's like a P and an H in there at the end, right?
I think it was
Dan?
I'm sort of with Adam on this in the sense that, you know, we've talked plenty of times about when you're an owner of an organization, hire the right people, get out of their way, empower them to do their jobs. And it seems like Glenn has tried to adhere to that to a degree. At the same time, you know, the track record is what the track record is. How many people have come in and out of that organization, and it just remains a mess no matter what else happens. I mean, at some point, it does sort of stop with his office, and he sets the tone, he sets the culture, he sets, you know, what kind of place that's going to be, and it just has not worked out in spectacularly bad fashion.
Everything you guys have said is correct, right? He's a super guy. There's been way, way too much dysfunction. He'll spend any amount of money. He put his son-in-laws in charge for way too long. As an example, I'm David Kahn. I'll just give a David Kahn example. They tried to get some qualified people to run it. They couldn't get it. Then Rob Moore just went to David Stern, Rob, one of the son-in-laws, former president, and said, give me a name. David Stern said, David Kahn. So that was David Stern after, by the way, we can't forget this, after the Wolves couldn't get the right guys. Okay? And David Kahn, not Tim Brewster, unqualified, but in the neighborhood. Not in that cul-de-sac, Adam, but in the neighborhood. Then now on Gerson. Glenn said, you guys do this, bring it to me, and unless there's something wrong, all okay. So Glenn wasn't involved at all. It was Ethan Kasson bringing together a lot of people I know and respect to interview a lot of people, and they decided on Gerson. They knew Gerson had been with Dallas and was fired quickly and went back to Houston. They knew a lot of people had spoken highly of him. But this is Glenn saying, you guys do. Then Glenn met with him and said, we got along. But he left it to this group. So again, if you're the owner and you're deciding, either you're getting super involved yourself or you're leaving it to others, you own the team. You get praise when that team wins, when you maybe have nothing to do with it. And if you have this much dysfunction, you can't just say, Adam, it had nothing to do with me. But I'm just giving you two examples where he trusts David Stern, who gave him a buddy who was wholly unqualified for the job. And in this case, he trusted this group to come together with a good person. And some of it you can't anticipate. But some of it, I think they didn't spend enough time looking at Dallas and what happened at Dallas. And the dysfunction happened with Gerson there. And the preview apparently was going to be here. And just the timing, too. The last thing, I'll pause. Here you have some levels of optimism, man. Edwards showed a lot of promise in the second half. I mean, a lot of promise. Carl Anthony Towns finally has a personal quiet off season and looks like he's in great shape. They're gathering. They're getting excited. And now you just throw this bomb right into it. I said this to Corey, too. When Carl tweets out WTF, let's just say no matter what Carl says next week, I'm not going to buy all of it because Carl has been given the keys to the castle by Gerson. And if I know as much as I know, and more people know more than me, and I'm not even there anymore, you're telling me Carl doesn't know some of what's going on? No, I'm not buying it. Are you a candidate, Adam Carter, to take over and run this team?
Yes, I am. I've declared now. I've sent some of my samples of plays I've drawn up. Oh, we're talking basketball? Oh, no, I'm not.
No. Jason DeRussia. He's now on Thursdays, and he's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.